Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, everybody, a big-time win, light the beam. It's been a while since we've been able to say that. The Kings hold off the Nuggets, and they are now 3-0 against them this year. 102-98, Ryan. Listen, is it an ugly win? Who cares? It's a win, and this team desperately needed a win. Desperately.
Grant, what a way to go into the break. And You want to talk about a team since they've been together for 2 years now. This is how they caught fire last year, was at the start of the second half after the All-Star break. So great win by Mike Brown and the crew.
Yeah, you know what? They took advantage of a team that was without two starters. And, you know, let's just call it the way it is. You know, two of the three games that the Kings have played Denver this year, they didn't have Jamal Murray. That's a huge, huge deal. And give the Kings credit. They took advantage of it.
Yeah, they absolutely did. And even when you don't have Jamal Murray, Denver's still a load to play with the Nikola Jokic. So good on the Kings, because Denver's usually prepared, and they caught him at the right time too. Denver has been struggling to score the basketball, only 98 tonight now.
Yeah, they have been. Well, you know, listen, when you don't have two starters, your offense is going to, especially your point guard. I mean, if you took De'Aaron Fox out of the Kings lineup, what do you think they would do?
Changes everything. Yeah, so changes, you know, listen, absolutely everything.
It's a huge win. And we hope you can call the show. We would love to hear from you tonight, as it is officially the All-Star break. So Sacramento got through this very difficult stretch. And I would just say, I'll use the word, they survived. They didn't do great, but you know what? They survived. This win changes everything. This would have been disaster. And now you go, okay, you survived. So, you know, it could have been a lot worse. I didn't think they were ever going to win this game tonight on a second night of a back-to-back, but I felt a little bit better this afternoon when I saw that Murray wasn't going to play. I'm like, well, okay, without Jamal Murray, maybe they got a chance to win this game.
Yeah, look, the Kings looked tired in the first half, but then it almost was like something kicked in. Look, we're going to be here for 48 minutes anyways. Yep. We might as well play. And they did, and they showed up. Hey, we want to hear from you tonight. We've already got some people lined up. We're going to go right to the phones right now. We go to Michael. Welcome to If You Don't Like That.
Yeah, it's a great win.
Michael?
I mean, hey, how are you doing, Grant and Ryan?
Good. How are you?
Great.
Yeah, go ahead.
Doing great. It's a great win, you know? That's what you said. A win is a win, right? I mean, I'm seeing tonight. They came out what they're supposed to do, right? Would have thought about win tonight.
Yeah, they stole one. This is called stealing a game. They stole this game.
All-star break, a little bit better.
Yeah, they stole the game.
Hey, Michael, was it Ryan? We wish we could have you longer, but we're going to let you go because of the connection. But yeah, they stole a game indeed, and they head into the All-Star break with a ton of momentum. We bring Paul into the show. Welcome.
Hey, I mean, that's got to be the best win of the season. I mean, I didn't think that they were going to go into Denver, and I didn't realize Jamal Murray was going to be out either. But I mean, that's a gutsy win. I mean, you got Fox and Sabonis leading the charge after playing. You know, Fox played 40 minutes last night. Sabonis played 39. These guys with the bench, I mean, we're getting very little production out of the bench as of late, and these starters are playing a lot of minutes. And to go in there and to punch Denver in the mouth in the fourth, I mean, that's and the third. I mean, that's got to be a huge confidence boost going into the break.
Well, I don't know if I look at it as the way you look at it, but I think it is an important win. I personally think the win that they had earlier in the year at Minnesota has been the most impressive win that they've had this year, because Minnesota was undefeated at home going into that game, and the Kings went in there, and I thought that was their best win. But I will say this. I think tonight may have been their most important win. All right, I'll use a different word than you. I think this was a very important win for Sacramento. I mean, this keeps them afloat. This could have been a really, this was a tough stretch, but, you know, again, I use the word survive. They now survive this going into the All-Star break. That's the way I look at it tonight.
Yeah, I mean, you lose a game or two here and there. It's getting brutal in the West. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's tight from 4 to 8. It's just, yep. I mean, it's just one game swing, and you can lose two spots. It's going to be interesting to see how it finishes. But, you know, if they can get a little confidence, I mean, I'm kind of looking at it like, you know, thank God they didn't make the All-Star teams, because they're going to get a much needed break. Mm-hmm. I mean, they deserved it, of course, but they're going to get break that they didn't really necessarily have last year. And they're going to go in, you know, ready to go, I think, in this back stretch of the season. So
I think not playing the All-Star game is more of a mental break than a physical break. I mean, the physicality for All-Star weekend is non-existent. So, I mean, your body is going to recover. It's more the mental aspect to get away. Now, Ryan, you may want to update us on a story that you were telling before we came on involving Kawhi Leonard for the folks that may not know.
Yeah, Kawhi Leonard is out tonight against the Golden State Warriors. He has an abductor injury or issue. No update on his status for the All-Star game. So, Grant, my assumption, and Paul, my assumption would be Domantas Sabonis is the first person getting that call.
Yeah, but he also might say no. You got to remember, most of the guys that played in the game tonight are not getting on the plane to go to Sacramento. They're going their own way. And Domantas has got a wife and kids. They may already have their trip planned, and they're going somewhere. And he may just say, too late, I'm not going. And he could do that, you know?
Yeah, you got to
think. I'm not saying he would. I'm just saying he could.
Yeah, you just got to think he's the first name off the board.
Because, oh yeah, for sure.
I mean, I've never seen a snub as the snub was just
absurd. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
What was his 37th double-double tonight in a row?
The guy should have been a shoe-in for the All-Star insane. Team. Should have been a shoe-in.
The next closest streak is like 6 games, and he puts his stamp on it on national TV. To top things off. So, hey, Paul, we appreciate the call tonight.
Thanks, guys.
Good job, Mitt.
Yep.
Hey, Grant, really quick before we go back to the phones, I want to use a different word for tonight's win. I think it's impressive, because the Kings, you look at their numbers on nights when they're on the second night of a back-to-back, awful. Numbers were pretty much the same. They turned the assists around in the second half, didn't shoot the three ball well, and they still grind out a win against defending champions.
Yeah, but you know what? We need to put the brakes on the defending champs, okay? This was not the defending champs tonight. This was a team without their starting point guard and another starter. So they didn't beat the defending champs tonight. They beat a team that had, you know, two-fifths of their lineup out. So I'm not going gaga over the defending champs like you are. And I say this in all due respect to you. This is an important win. I'm not underestimating this win. I'm not trying to take it away from the Kings, but I'm looking at all the chats about Denver doesn't want to match up with the Kings. Let me tell you something, okay? Denver would have no problem at all playing the Kings in the playoffs if they're healthy. The Kings have beat Denver twice this year without their point guard, and the third time they beat them was just last week when Denver had played the Lakers the night before. So, you know, let's not get carried away with this, okay? It's a big win. It's an important win, but they didn't beat the defending champs tonight. They beat a team without two starters on the floor, and was it impressive? Yes, I'm not taking that away from them, but we gotta kind of keep this in check a little bit.
Okay, so are you saying that this is more about what the Nuggets didn't do and less about what the Kings did tonight?
In my opinion, yes. Ryan, they didn't have their starting point guard in this game tonight, and they didn't have their starting point guard the first time the Kings and the Nuggets played. I'm looking at these messages that, gee, the Nuggets don't want to play the Kings in the playoffs. Are you freaking kidding me?
Well, Grant, I mean, I'm not taking that side. I agree with you there. Yeah. But at the same time, I mean, yes, it makes a difference without Jamal Murray, but, I mean, things balance out when the Kings are on the second night of a back-to-back. Let's bring Dirk.
I don't disagree with that.
Yep. Let's bring Dirk in on the conversation. Welcome to the show, Dirk.
Hey, Dirk. How are you?
I'm doing good, especially after that game. You know, it was a dud to this, at the start. I didn't expect anything, and I was pleasantly surprised, right? Ryan, you just put a thought in my head, though. Doesn't Sabonis have financial incentives tied to the All-Star game?
He does.
So
yes, over $1 million.
Yeah, $1.4 million, or do we go on a week's vacation? Indiana's looking pretty this time of year. Yeah. I agree.
You know what? You know what? You make a very good point right there.
No, I'm is it just me, or does Jokic look tired the last two times we played them? Are we running him ragged? I mean, I know Sabonis changes his diet, you know, over the offseason, and
he did. Just,
I've never seen him play better. But I was at the first game when we played them, and Jokic looked indomitable. And he looks human the last two times we played. So I don't know what that is. I mean, maybe everybody needs a break this season, but maybe. I mean, welcome back, Fox. Duarte gave you good defense in a minute.
Yeah, he played good defense. Duarte played good defense tonight.
Yeah, and we need the break. I'm happy. Like, I'm very happy we got this win. I'm still optimistic that this team will probably finish somewhere 5-6.
I don't see that. I don't agree with you there. This team has not shown anything. They have not shown any degree of consistency since the season started to make me think that they're going to be fifth or sixth. They just yes, I know they won tonight. Let's not just erase what happened in the last week. They lost to Phoenix last night. They got blown out against Oklahoma City. They had a horrible loss at home against Detroit. They got blown out at Cleveland. I'm not just all of a sudden erasing that from my memory because they beat a team tonight without two starters.
Okay, I agree.
I don't want to be a Debbie Downer here, but let's not get carried away.
No worries. Who else did Detroit beat after they beat the Kings? They beat some other teams too. They're coming back. I mean, they've cut they trimmed the fat off that team a little bit, so that team is playing better. And I got to see Dallas beat the Kings before I'm going to be confident in that team.
I agree.
They did pick up some talent.
I agree. Listen, I like the Kings better than Dallas. I agree with you. I think Sacramento would beat Dallas in the playoffs.
What are the Warriors doing now? That's more my concern is they're rising up.
Watch
I
out.
See them again. But it's really about can this team like get this break, come together for a final stretch, starting off with San Antonio. I want to see a dominant win against the Spurs, not like last time. But I think we could end up there. I really got to see us play these teams after the trades. But thanks for taking my call, guys. Have a good night.
Hey, great call. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. He makes a good point. You know, that Spurs team is a team that you just cannot lose to. And I know that they've jumped up and bitten some teams this year. I don't want to already jump ahead to the next game, which is more than a week away.
Yeah,
but that can't be a Detroit Pistons game, Ryan. You know what I'm saying?
No, and I think if I got to put my money on one team in that one, I'm going to put it on the Kings because both teams are going to be coming off the All-Star break.
Yes.
And, you know, Sabonis, this rest, even if he goes to the All-Star game, Grant, what did he play last year in the All-Star game? 6 minutes?
Yeah.
7 minutes?
But
it's not going to be as strenuous.
But was it Dirk that we just had on? I'm sorry, was that his name? He makes a really good point about the money. That's a big-time paycheck that you would get for being in the All-Star game. Hey, I want to tell you about New Works Plumbing. They've got a fix for you. Go to sacserviceplumbing.com or call the number on your screen. That's New Works Plumbing. They've got a fix for you, and they are available 24/7. New Works Plumbing, sacserviceplumbing.com, or call the number on your screen. But, Ryan, you know, that is a significant amount of money and I got to also believe this. That's not a decision that they're going to wait on. I mean, would be, in my opinion, a decision that would be being made right now, before the team departs Denver.
Yeah, I mean, at least you're going to have a backup plan for Kawhi ready to go because the All-Star game's this weekend. So,
well, here's the deal: you're in Denver, you're not going to go. You're not going to have Domantas, assuming that he's going home to California, and I would assume he would because that's where his family is, but I would doubt very much that Sabonis is going to get on the airplane, fly, you know, 2 hours to Sacramento, and then all of a sudden tomorrow have to get on a plane and fly back the other way to Indianapolis. That doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense to me either. And I very much doubt any of the Kings want to deal with the Denver airport tonight. Or maybe I guess the wind makes it a little bit more tolerable.
The Denver airport, one of the biggest misconceptions in the NBA travel is, gee, the Denver airport is so far away. There are many other airports in the NBA that are much further from the arena and the hotel than Denver. It's
It's a pain in the ass.
Huh?
It's a pain in the ass. There's all these trams and
I'm not talking about you and me. I'm talking about a professional team that flies on a chartered aircraft and walks down the steps of the airplane and gets onto their bus and then goes to downtown. People talk about, gee, the airport is so far away. There are many other airports that we fly into that are further away from downtown than Denver, and yet everyone talks about how far the airport is from downtown. It's not that bad. I keep on hearing everyone talk about it. There are many other airports that we fly into that are further away than Denver. I don't know why people keep on saying that. But yes, the airport, if you're flying as a consumer and you're getting on a flight, yeah, but that's not the case. That's not the case with a professional team, okay?
Tremaine, I need my SDSU brother to pick me up, okay?
That's right. Let's go. That's what I'm here for. Let's go. I'm celebrating the holiday, obviously, guys.
St. Patty's Day?
Yeah, that's right. St. Patty's Day all the time. This is such an honor to be on here. Ryan of Sacktown, fellow SDSU guy, yes, and then also the legend himself, Grant Napier.
Great to have you on. We really appreciate you joining us.
So, yeah, thank you so much. So, what a win tonight. I was actually really impressed. Like what you said, Ryan, was you were impressed with the Kings tonight because they did what they could have and should have done in many other games in previous, you know, in this season. They actually did it. They closed out the game. They came back and they won. So what are your guys' thoughts about that?
I think this was as important as any win that they've had this year. Do I think it was like, did they play great? No. Did they? But it was in terms of importance. I think it is as important as any win that they've had this year.
You know, yeah, it was like you said. I mean, yeah, the Denver Nuggets were down, right? But that's how it works
yes,
in the NBA.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's going to be times when big players aren't playing, and you can't just say, oh, well, they only won. There's been times when Kings have been playing without their all-stars playing the other game, and then they lose to them, you know? So you never know. But I was actually really impressed by this game.
It's a big win.
It's huge.
Yeah. Big time win, and it is interesting how it's like, I know Kings have been really like, either they win by 30 or they lose by 30, but these closer games kind of shows them a little bit more of who they are, you know, and I'm optimistic. I think that they're going to be better than they were last year, and I think they will exceed past the first round of the playoffs, hopefully, and I don't know. Will they make it past that? I don't know, but...
I don't have the optimism that you have just because they beat Denver tonight. I look at the big picture, and one game doesn't erase the big picture. And the big picture is that this team has been up here, and it's been down here, and it's been up here, and it's been down here, and it hasn't been here enough, okay? And the disparity between home and road and the disparity in the numbers that Ryan has put up on our screen so often during the postgame shows is alarming to me. Their point differential is very alarming to me. Points allowed is very alarming to me. Again, I know they had a big win tonight, and I acknowledge that, and that's great. But this is the same team that just got their doors blown off for their last week and a half, with the exception of the home game against Denver. And I just can't forget about that. They didn't have their doors blown off last night. But they did against
really
Detroit,
good.
They did against Cleveland, and they did against Oklahoma City. You know, I can't forget about that.
So what is it about the inconsistency? Like, if a team is inconsistent, what does that mean? Like, are they out partying the night before certain games or, you know, other games they are? Or what causes
that? I wish I had the answer to that. I really do. But I'm going to go back to what I normally say, and maybe I'm overstating this. And Ryan, you can jump in here. But
yeah,
I think the Kings go as the De'Aaron Fox goes.
Yeah. 100%. I mean, Sabonis has been the most consistent King of this season.
Yeah. Oh, he has.
I guess to answer your question, or I guess my take on it, Tremaine, is the chemistry of this team is such a delicate balance. And the chemistry is more offensively. When things are good, they're great. When they're bad, as you guys have said. So a win like this, to have that chemistry, it was a different chemistry tonight because they didn't know how they were going to do it. And they got right. it done. So
yep.
it goes big time into going into the break and the chemistry going forward, in my opinion.
Well, I will give, you know, what you're saying, I will give credit to Fox, because tonight those shots that he was trying to make last night, yep. they all went in yep. tonight, you know? So like he really stepped it up and made it. And that's the thing, like when Fox makes it, we could win those games. Like we were so close. Yep. Like last night we could have and should have won.
Yep.
We were so close, right? So I'm hopeful though overall, and I'm excited. I'm just happy. Kings are winning. Kings are playing well. Kings are competitive every single time, and I'm loving these comments. By the way, Tremaine has a raven in his room.
Hey, Tremaine, I do have to give you a warning. There's probably some clones watching this show, so just be very, very careful about what you provide. Hey,
Tremaine, man, clones. It's great having you on, buddy. I really mean that. You're a good caller, and I hope you call again.
Thank you so much. I will. I promise you that. Thank you so much. And if you don't like that, you don't like Kings basketball. Thank you, guys. I love you guys. Hey, you guys are awesome.
That's beautiful. And I'll tell you what else is beautiful. That is Bennett's. And I was fortunate enough to be at the Bennett's Westside Grill last night. Had a fabulous dinner. I had the New York Prime. It is my favorite steak to get there. And then I was with Ryan and Jerry Reynolds yesterday at Bennett's in Roseville. If you go to bennettsrestaurants.com, make a reservation, check out the menu and more. Prime seafood and steak. Don't forget about the weekend prime rib, the weekend brunch, and 60 different types of wine available by the glass. Bennett's, awesome. Just go to bennettsrestaurants.com. I like Tremaine, man. He's a hell of a caller.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
He's good stuff. I like it.
SSDSU guys, we get it, Napes.
Yeah.
We get it. I'm telling you.
I like it.
So anyways, hey, we thank all of you that are tuning in right now. On if you don't like that, give us a call. We've been taking calls all night. We go international. Our friend Baki, how you doing tonight?
Hey, I got only 10 seconds because I must check up my kid, but I can call you in 5 minutes if you allow me. So now I only have question for the guys in the yellow shirts. So do you know what exactly win this game tonight? You, Grant, you have only one try to guess.
Yeah, I know what won the game. The Kings scored more points than the Nuggets.
There you go.
I win.
Grant wins. Baki, back to the drawing board. Throw your hands up, Con Dog. Welcome to the show.
Oh, woo-wee. What a game. What a second half by the Kings. Duarte stepped up, Fox stepped up, Sabonis did his thing, and we got a gritty one out. And yeah, I'll take it. But as you were saying earlier about that whole what seed we're going to get, I'm looking at our last 10 or so games. We're playing teams that are vying first playoff spots too. Dallas, Clippers, OKC, Pelicans, Suns. They're going to be teams that aren't just going to be resting players. And, you know, we also got New York Knicks in there, Celtics in there. So it's going to be a lot of tough teams, even down the stretch. Like it's not over. We still got
It's one game. So we got to stop this nonsense.
Yeah.
Stop the nonsense. It's one game. All right. Stop it. It's a big win. Yes. But it's one freaking game. You know, let's stop, like, you know, no disrespect, but it's one freaking game here. Let's not blow this out of proportion now.
Yeah, exactly. That's like there's a lot of basketball still to be played out there, and we got a lot of tough opponents. I mean, we have one of the toughest schedules in the league this year.
Yep.
And I think it has shown. It has shown in some areas.
Yep.
I would also say
a lot of road games, Ryan. Now they're going to have a lot of home games.
Yeah, but Napes, they've also had one of the luckiest schedules. How many good playoff teams have they caught on the second night of a back-to-back?
Very true. Very true.
So it balances out.
Very true.
Yeah, but hey, Ryan, this is not really a Kings thing, but how do you think SDSU is going to be ready for March Madness?
You know what? Their brand of basketball translates. So they'll make some noise in the Mountain West tournament. Hopefully they win that. And it's always offensive for them. The defense will be there. So I don't expect the same run, but hopefully they'll make a run.
All right. Well, I think that's it for me tonight. I'll see you guys next time.
All right. Thanks. Oh. Okay. All right.
He's getting the work. I love it.
Hey, Con, hold on. I want to point something out really quick. Con, I'm bringing you back up. Hey, guys. Connor, you see the people over your shoulder right there, that old couple walking into Arco Arena? That's life goals right there. No, but that's life goals right there. I love that. I see him every time.
I love
that. That could be Jerry Reynolds.
Yeah, could be. Could be Jerry and Ms. Reynolds. I had to bring you back up really quick. Thanks, bro.
All right. Ride the roller.
That's good stuff.
Yeah. So, okay, Grant, we're talking about, we're not going to blow this out of proportion. We know that Nuggets had two guys out, but we're talking about the bad losses. Let's talk about the good wins, regardless of whether teams have had their guys in or out. The Kings have beat a lot of playoff teams this year. So you could argue they play against better teams. You know, maybe the better performance comes out.
That's why I'm worried about the next game against San Antonio, based on what you just said.
Yeah. Yep. And
I mean, I hate to say it, but you're right. I mean, look at the Kings lost to Charlotte this year. They lost to Detroit at home. They lost at Portland. I mean, there have been a lot of bad losses. But then again, as you said, they won at Minnesota, right? They beat Oklahoma City twice. They've now beat Denver three times.
Three times,
twice without Jamal Murray. They beat Dallas twice. Okay.
Both in
Dallas, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, there's no question. They have done that. And now with 28 games remaining, is that what it is?
I think it's right around that. Yes.
So you now, because of the way the standings are in the West, this trend must change. Like, you know, when you're playing San Antonio, you got to make believe you're playing the Clippers or the Nuggets, or, you know, you can't have that mentality anymore of like whatever looks to me like they have when they play some of these inferior teams, because the difference between sixth and seventh is gigantic. We know that. And listen, I wouldn't want to be seventh and have to play the Warriors or the Lakers, you know?
No.
I mean, I'm sorry. I don't want to go that direction.
No, and I don't think either the Warriors or the Lakers want to see the Kings in a one-game playoff either, because
I agree with
it
that.
It takes one Harrison Barnes big half to put the Kings over the top. So, hey, we're going to go back to the phones. They're still open. Use them. We bring Chang in. You're on with Grant Napier.
Hey, Grant Ryan. Thanks for having me. Hey. I have a question for you both. So, because how inconsistent the Kings are, have you changed your expectations for how you define a successful season? I felt like in the beginning we were hoping the second round, but with how inconsistent they are we just hoping make the playoffs, or are we still putting them with a high expectation of trying to make it to the second round?
That's a great question, because I think the West is stronger this year. So maybe my expectation of having to win a first round playoff series to be a successful season may be a little overblown based on the fact that the West is significantly stronger this year. So I might change that, to make the playoffs as a top six team and be ultra competitive in the first round, even if you lose.
I'm going to drop it below that. Make it as a top six seed. You make it as a top six seed in this Western Conference, I am satisfied because they ran it back. I mean, think about it, Grant. Six teams offensively have passed that offensive number the Kings hit last year.
Yep.
So that means that they are playing decent basketball, and I think
there's
a point to that.
That's you know what? That's a very good point.
So, Chang, what are your thoughts on Sabonis? You think he should head to the All-Star game if he gets the call?
I think he should. I think it's a feel-good story. He played for Indiana, and I feel like he should. But I do have maybe a follow-up question, what Grant said earlier. Who do you think's the best player on the Kings? Because I feel like Sabonis is our high-floor player, and Fox is our high-ceiling player, where if we're going to do any, you know, wins in the playoffs, I feel like it's Fox playing well. I feel like Sabonis is just so consistent, but
I'm going to answer the question. I'm going to interrupt you. And because your question is great. I'm going to answer it this way. Sabonis is the best player on the Kings. Fox is the Kings' most valuable player.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Stress.
We all have it to a degree, big, small, but I think you can agree we all carry around different stressors. Most of you know what I've gone through the last 4 years, complete career change, moving across the country, filing a lawsuit, being in the news often, dealing with all of that, trust me, has not been easy. And if you keep things bottled up, it can really have a negative impact on your life. Therapy is a safe space. You get things off your chest. You can figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills. You can set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. And you know what, folks? It's not just for those who have experienced major trauma. Hey, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's online, it's easy, convenient, flexible, and it's suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. Switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/grant today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grant.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Okay. Yeah, that's about, yeah, I can't say much more than that. I'm with you. Sabonis is the best basketball player on the Kings team. Fox is the most exciting, talented.
Most viable player.
Oh, well, I'm adding talented to that. I agree with what you're saying.
You can, but what I'm saying is exciting, yes, because of the position he plays. But in terms of, if you told me, okay, Napes, you have to lose one of those two players for 2 weeks, which one are you going to live without? And I'm going to say, God, probably not going to win a lot of games, but okay, keep Fox on the team and tell Sabonis, you know what I mean? Like, because to me, it's I make a comparison, Ryan. De'Aaron Fox is my quarterback. He's my starting quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to lose my starting quarterback. I can lose my starting offensive lineman or my starting defensive lineman or my starting linebacker. And yeah, it's going to hurt me, but I can't lose my quarterback. And I equate Fox to the team's quarterback. That's how I look at it.
Yeah, that's fair. I think here's where I draw the line. I would agree with everything you said up until this season. I think with what's happened this season, I don't know if I look at Fox as the quarterback of this team. And I look at the lack of balance on this team a lot of times. And if you take Sabonis off the floor, let's talk about assists tonight, right?
Okay.
Sabonis has 6 assists tonight. Fox leads the way with 7. But where else are the assists going to come from? You only get 3 from the bench.
I know. That's a good point. He does facilitate the offense from, you know, where he catches the ball around the block. I do agree with that.
So, yeah, I don't know. It's a tough one. I mean, I guess I got to see the rest of this season. Yeah, I mean, where do you fall?
Let me just go add one more thing to that.
Please.
But you see, here's what Sabonis can't do, which Fox does do probably as well as anyone in the league. Fox dictates the pace on this team. And I think if you took that out of this lineup, there's nobody that can come close to duplicating what Fox does in terms of the pace of this team. And what are the Kings? They're an offensive team. They're not a defensive team. And I think I think if you took that off the floor, Rhino, I think that would be a real detriment.
Yeah, no, it's a valid point too. It's a great conversation. It's a good problem to have.
Let's hope we don't have to find out.
Yes. Good point. Good point. Great question, Shane. We appreciate you calling the show tonight.
Oh, thank you so much.
It's a great question. It was a great question.
We love the first time callers. And I know some of them have not been first time, but you guys have been killing the phones the last two shows.
This
love
is great.
It.
I'll tell you, I was with Dennis Blazona, and we talked so much about Calusa Sunrise and Blazona Development, and they sold another house yesterday out at this beautiful facility. Well, I shouldn't say development, I should call it Sunrise Landing, with 6 models to choose from. No Melrose, no homeowners. And all you need to do is go to ColusaSunrise.com and check out Sunrise Landing from Blazona Development. Again, that is ColusaSunrise.com. Sacramento with a huge, with a capital H, win tonight. There, no denying that. Tonight's win was huge. Absolutely huge.
Grant, my timeline thanks the Kings, because it would have been a long week if we would have ran into the All-Star break after tonight. But it was huge. It was even bigger, I think, for this fan base. And I know we're getting on them a little bit about it being one game, but the way that the Kings won this game, I think it just felt like when the third quarter rolled around, every Kings fan said, oh, we know where this is headed. And for the first time this season, it didn't go to that place.
Okay, but 24 hours ago, it's the same team that I felt should have won the game last night and lost the game. So I don't just all of a sudden erase that from my memory.
No.
I'm more of, I need to see it before I believe it. And I have not seen the Kings play consistently enough for my liking the entire season. I haven't seen it. Now, well, we may see it. We may see it in the final 28 games, but to this point, I have not seen it.
But what makes you think we're going to see anything different?
I don't.
There's only 28 games left.
That's the point that I'm trying to make.
I don't.
Now, I don't want to, like, let's look at the Kings' record. They still have a very good record. I mean,
yes,
their record is very good. But, like, why would I think? You just said exactly what I've been trying to say. I'm not expecting it to change. I'm expecting them to go through good stretches and bad stretches, and I'm expecting them to have good wins, and I'm expecting them to have bad wins, because that's what I've seen in the first 50-plus games.
But can the good wins, or could them in the good wins be good enough to make some noise if they get in the playoffs?
No. Who are they going to beat in the playoffs?
The Kings, at their best, you don't think they could just at least make some noise in the playoffs? When I say make noise,
yeah, but they made noise in the playoffs last year.
Okay, they did make noise in the wrong ways. I mean,
no, they took a really good team to seven games.
They did, but you know, the seventh game thing still lingers. That's the biggest storyline nationally with this team, and I think it's going to be over this fan base until a series is won or the team gets over the brink.
Well, to me, you know this, and Jerry Reynolds knows this because we talk about it.
Yeah.
The success or lack thereof very often depends on matchups.
Yes.
So a lot would depend on who you would be matched up with, assuming that you make the playoffs. And I'm not just jumping to an automatic conclusion that this team is going to be in the playoffs, because the reality is, if they're not a top six team, okay, there are going to be a lot of nervous folks. And I also said this earlier on my Listen App show, and I'm going to say it right here. I believe that if the Kings do not make the playoffs this year, there are going to be big time changes within this organization next year.
I'm with you. I don't see Vivek waiting around, especially with the decisions. Big decisions have to be made this offseason. I mean, the core of this team is locked up with the exception of Malik Monk. So that's the big question mark. But yeah, that would be a bad thing.
There's no doubt in my mind, none, zero, that the Kings are going to be at the very worst in the play-in. Okay, there's no way they're going to fall out of the top 10. Okay, but the difference between 6 and 7, I don't have to point out to everybody here because you all are pretty intelligent fans. The difference between 6 and 7 is gigantic. Mm-hmm. Okay, and there's no sure thing right now that the Kings are going to be a top 6 team in the West. That's why tonight's game is so big, because tonight's is a game that I, quite frankly, had circled as a loss. But I also had circled the Detroit win last week as a win.
Right.
So.
Yeah. And I guess the thing too, Grant, I led with this, or I did it on the Kings Court this morning, my podcast. Look at the schedule coming after the All-Star break. And you talk about, you think they're going to be in the playoffs. The playoffs start now. And that's kind of the message I was trying to get across, because you San Antonio, which we've talked about. But then you've got the Clippers, Miami, Denver, Minnesota, Chicago, and the Lakers.
All right, I'm going to go one step further on you, okay? Because I can't predict injuries. So I'm going to just do this, assuming that There are no significant injuries, okay? The ending stretch of this season, okay? Philadelphia at home, Dallas at home, Dallas at home, Utah at home, Clippers at home, at the Knicks, at the Celtics, at the Nets, at the Thunder, home New Orleans, home Phoenix, and the last game of the year, home Portland, but how brutal is that stretch? All of those teams that I just mentioned, with the exception of the Brooklyn Nets, are going to be fighting for big-time playoff position. And, you know, I mean, that is some stretch there to end the season.
They're going to have to catch some luck. And, I mean, if you look at consistent things, it's been luck with other teams. So maybe they catch guys where they're resting. Maybe they catch games where teams have already clinched positions. But, I mean, that's pretty early in the schedule, Grant, for teams to be doing anything.
Oh, no, none of those teams are going to be doing anything other than trying to win in those games.
Exactly, exactly. And then even the end of the schedule, Grant, Portland, we talked about New Orleans, but that Portland game, I don't want to get in the weeds. That could be dangerous.
Well,
because you get it.
So. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So when we talk about this next homestand, all right, if you want to talk about getting serious, here are the games that have to be absolute wins. Okay. San Antonio.
Yes.
Houston and Memphis. Yes. Those three games. All right. Then all of a sudden you have a Milwaukee team, a Lakers and a good Knicks team. Now, the Knicks got a multitude of injuries right now, so I don't know. But so you talk about a six-game homestand. Those three games, and I'm very well aware that they lost to Houston twice, but that was without Fox. Right. So if you want to talk about, okay, we're not messing around anymore, we're getting to the nitty-gritty of the season, San Antonio at home, Houston at home, Memphis at home, those have to be absolute wins, okay?
Automatic.
Then you have Milwaukee, the Lakers, and New York in succession. And, you know, that's going to determine whether you had a successful homestand or not.
Yeah, it is. And then even, Grant, let's say the Kings play well in that stretch. When they head back out, you've got Memphis, Toronto, Washington. We've talked already this show about the Kings struggling against bad teams. I'm not going to call Toronto bad, but Washington, Memphis, not too good.
Well, the Memphis is at home. You go to
Toronto. Oh, Memphis, excuse me. Yes,
you go at Toronto, Washington. Washington out of Orlando. Yes. Orlando is very good. Washington stinks, and Toronto, you know, again. But you know, I'm just looking at this next homestand, or not the next homestand, but a important homestand, because you know these games are huge. You know, and you talked about this next stretch coming up. All right, San Antonio at home, okay, at the Clippers. Miami, at Denver, at Minnesota, Chicago at home, and then at the Lakers. And then those six home games that I think are going to be critical, all right? But think about right out of the All-Star break, okay? Mm-hmm. Again, San Antonio at home, at the Clippers, who is a matchup nightmare for the Kings. But who knows? Maybe Kawhi Leonard's hurt. Maybe he's not playing. Then you have Miami at home, should beat them. And then you're right back to Denver and at Minnesota. How about those two games? At Denver, at Minnesota.
It's rough. And Grant, here's something that we've not thrown into the mix. Last year, after the trade deadline and the All-Star break, a lot of teams, it was an active trade deadline last year, especially in the West. Yes. A lot of teams were recalibrating when the Kings were really gelling and coming together.
Yeah.
So the teams that they're going to be seeing after the break, I mean, there weren't a lot of moves made at this trade deadline.
All right, let's get to Zach. What's up, Zach?
How you guys doing?
How are you?
Not too bad. I'm happy with the win today. It kind of looked a little sloppy in the beginning. I felt like the Kings were feeling a little bit dead in the beginning, to be honest.
Yep.
Around the time that Fox missed that dunk and just a little bit after that. But the thing that was keeping us going was Denver was also playing a little sloppy. They were letting us in it. So, you know, they gave us a little window, and we took advantage today, which is good to see. Couple things. Again, I think I told Ryan this yesterday. I think Davion is unplayable. I'm going to keep saying it. I think he's a nightmare to have on the floor. He doesn't contribute anything. I think he's a little he's just too small on defense, too. I think the defense is getting a little too we give him a little too much props on defense. And if you look at his EPM numbers, he's one of the worst players in the league for it at, like, minus 4.9. I think in the 7 minutes he played today, he was a minus 7. And that's why I think they started to play Duarte. Duarte had a good 7-minute stretch, played good D, made a good 3-pointer, got a little ambitious with a second one, but it's okay. And I just think we got to hopefully play Keon Ellis more. I do want to see Keon play a little bit more. I like the length of him. Just make your open threes. I mean, he's shooting pretty good from three this year from his percentages. I know it's not a lot, but it'd be good to see him shoot the three, just be on the floor a little bit more. And then for you guys bringing up the schedule a lot, look, I think you guys are overrating the schedule a little bit. There's like 24 good teams in this league. There's only like 6 bad ones, really. Every NBA team is playing similar games. It's going to be a little bit. The difference is maybe one team has like 2 easier games. You know, it's not that big of a difference. So when we look at our schedule, we're not looking at every other NBA teams where they're probably having a lot of tough stretches and a lot of tough teams. I mean,
that's a good point.
But, yeah,
very good point. You're right.
So hopefully, and then you brought up the point where if the Kings don't make the playoffs this year, there's going to be big changes. I don't know. I don't think Sabonis is going anywhere. I don't think Fox is going anywhere. If Vivek is a little itchy, they might trade Keegan. That's the one thing that they would do if they really wanted to shuffle the pieces and go for it. But I don't think Monty wants to do that. And I think they would just say, hey, it was a tough year this year. Everyone was healthy, or it was a tough year in the West, and we're just going to run it back and maybe make some small additions. I don't know. Like, why do you think they think they're going to rehaul everything, or what do you think?
I just telling you what I know and what I think might happen. And I think that we don't have to dwell into that too much now, because there's a lot of basketball left, and it's more likely than unlikely that the Kings are going to be in the playoffs. You know, I think we could all agree on that, that it's more likely that they're going to be in the playoffs. And listen, if the playoff format was the way it used to be, where it was going to be 1-8, I would say right now, there's, of course, the Kings are going to be in the playoffs. But the fact that now when you aren't 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6, you're not guaranteed to be in the playoffs with that play-in tournament, that changes everything. And right now, the Kings aren't a top 6 team in the West. Their record is not a top 6 team in the West. So, I mean, they're going to have to earn it. There's no question about it. But you make a good point that all the other teams have tough schedules too. So you're exactly right.
Yeah. And you're right. I think the Kings are more likely to make playoffs. But yeah, if we're in that play-in spot, anything could happen, though. I mean,
I wouldn't want
that. I don't know. If you play the Lakers the first game and then Warriors the second, I mean, you could lose both those easily.
The Kings are 8th right now in the West. Okay, they're 8th, and the reality is, the teams that are ahead of them, with maybe the exception of Dallas, are all playing very well right now. And I'm not even going to talk about Denver, because Denver is not the same team without Jamal Murray. So I'm not even. But Minnesota, Oklahoma City, and the Clippers, they're not going anywhere. Okay. No. Denver, when they get Murray and they get healthy, they're going to be right there. Phoenix looks to me like they're a completely different team. Then you have New Orleans. They're for real. Dallas, I'm not crazy about. I got to be honest with you, folks. I'm not crazy on Dallas, but they're ahead of Sacramento. But then all of a sudden, you got the Warriors and the Lakers creeping up on the Kings. So just understand that all these games are so important.
Right. And yeah, there's every team these 10 teams, every team can make the playoffs. And the Pelicans were the one that, yeah, they're playing well, but you just never know with injuries and stuff, injury prone team. But
and the Warriors are up 10 on the Clippers now in the fourth quarter. Now they're playing without Kawhi Leonard, and that's a big break. But huge, you know, look at all the games that were played in with the teams that the Kings are worried about. The Pelicans won, the Mavericks won, the Suns won. Okay, and the Lakers won. This would have been a disaster if the Kings had lost this game tonight with everyone around them winning.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are right. Every win is so important now. But to be a little bit optimistic, we are only a game away from the 5th spot. So
yeah, it's that's a good point, also Zach. Something.
It's a good point. You know, we got to remember that we're just one game away from just being the 5th seed. So I don't know. I mean, I'm hoping. There's a lot of basketball left, like you guys said, and it's going to depend on matchups. If we can take it to make it a series, I mean, I've told you guys this before. I think we got a shot against OKC, and I think we got an okay shot against Minnesota.
It'll be tough, but I don't.
You don't think for Minnesota or OKC?
Both
of them.
Yeah, I don't. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander is an impossible cover for the Kings when they're healthy and they're right. I just think that would be a really challenging. I would rather play Oklahoma City than Minnesota if I'm the Kings, just because of matchups. But I wouldn't. The only thing I don't know about Oklahoma City would be their first time in the show, and you never know what you're going to get with a team that's entering the playoffs for the first time.
Yeah, exactly. I think playoff experience will matter a little bit in that series.
I agree.
And, I don't know, guys. And, they feel like they got an old soul. They just do to me.
You're talking about OKC?
OKC, yes.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. I mean, and Shea Gilgeous-Alexander is one of the very best players in the entire league. And you saw what he did to De'Aaron Fox on Sunday. I mean,
made him look pedestrian.
Destroyed him.
We have the series 2-1, though. That last game did look bad.
Yep.
But and they penetrated us pretty good.
Yep.
And they, you know, and our rotations were terrible. They had open threes the whole game. But I still think that matchup where Sabonis can take advantage. They don't have anyone that can guard Sabonis.
No, they don't.
Right. Yep.
That's the matchup.
Zach, you're good stuff, man. Appreciate your call. Here's the bottom line. This win tonight to me is the most or as important as any win that they've had. Especially when I just told you all the teams around them that won tonight. So now you go to the All-Star break. The physical thing is, to me, overrated a little bit. To me, it's right up here. You got to clear your head, get a mental break, get refreshed, and come back. Now, don't forget tomorrow, 5 o'clock, right here. 5 o'clock, Jerry Reynolds, Ryan, we're going to talk all about this, the first half, and we're going to look over the schedule and talk about what we may expect coming up for the stretch drive. I know one thing, it's going to be a fun March and April. That's for darn sure.
Yeah, we are not going to be hurting for content regardless of what happens. So stay tuned. And hey, the Kings, if nothing less, Grant, they're making the season interesting.
Yeah, they are. Hey, we want to thank each and every one of you. If you're joining us for the first time and you have not yet subscribed, please subscribe. We'd appreciate it. Give us a thumbs up as well. And don't forget to join us tomorrow at 5 o'clock with Jerry Reynolds. And we had some great questions tonight. We had some good stuff. Now, all of a sudden, we're going to have to keep our eye on Kawhi Leonard, right?
Yes.
Because he didn't play tonight. And I'm trying to see if there's any further update on that, but I don't know what else to say on that.
So we didn't bring this up. Keep your eye on this with Domas. He hit that thumb that he had the avulsion fracture last year on tonight. So see if anything comes from that. See if that could possibly factor into the decision. And then also De'Aaron Fox, the huge, huge dunk he went for in the first half. He appeared to hit his wrist or left hand on the rim. So see if anything comes from that. They both kept playing. So good there.
All right, tomorrow, 5 o'clock. Right here. Good show for everyone tonight. Everyone's pumped up. Big win, an important win. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Kings win. Light the beam. Oh, boy. So long, everybody.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.